I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 7:04 Monday morning, and this part of the show is sponsored by Amazon. There is some kind of giant traffic problem that's happening right now. What have you guys got?
I have here that all southbound lanes are currently closed on Interstate Highway 880 at Doug Llewellyn Boulevard in San Leandro due to police activity. It's not Doug Llewellyn, it's just Llewellyn, but right. Doug Llewellyn. Is that the guy from People's Court?
Yes, Doug Llewellyn.
Doug Llewellyn.
Llewellyn, right.
Oh, Llewellyn.
Yes.
Close,
that's not the same thing.
Close. So
anyway,
close, of course you're reminded.
There's a police action in San Leandro, they say, and it looks like it was a shooting. Is that right?
Right.
Do I have
one
that
guy
correct?
Was shot in the head. Looks like suspects are still on the loose. It's going to be closed for another 2 to 3 hours.
Oh.
And they are asking if you can get off before Llewellyn, CHP is saying.
Well,
the exit right before.
Yeah, I mean,
but they're letting everyone
to.
Off right there at Llewellyn.
I see.
Llewellyn.
Boy, that won't impact traffic much today.
Yikes.
Yikes is right. All right, so if we get any updates on that, we'll pass them along. Amazon has a job that fits your life, seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the Bay Area. Visit amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs, equal opportunity employer. The Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Call 855-JUMPSTART and get a jump on summer and a healthier you. Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
I love his movies. I think he's very handsome.
She's got a new one coming up in November.
What is it?
It's American, like, Splendor or something.
American Splendor?
Plays a guy who gets recruited by the FBI to be a fake drug dealer.
So he goes undercover?
Yeah, he goes undercover. But he's just like this goofy pilot.
Like he's a smuggler? He drives the plane?
Yeah, he flies the plane. It's called American Made. Sorry.
Okay. Well, no matter how you feel about him, one thing I've always thought was cool about Tom Cruise is that he loves to do his own stunts. And I'm sure there's some stuff that they say, no, Tom, you can't do that. Like, that's, you could actually die, and this guy's life is less valuable than yours.
Oh,
so
I actually
use this guy to do it.
You know
trained.
What?
Right.
I don't believe that's true.
What?
We have pictures of the guy sitting at the top of the Wiz Khalifa Tower. Like,
that's
this
right.
guy does whatever
right.
he wants.
True.
I don't think there's any stunt that
well,
he's been told, you can't do that. He was hanging off the side of a plane
in
Mission Impossible 5?
Yeah.
Was it the fifth one? He's very brave. And I'm sure that, you know, he does all of them that he can do. I have no idea. See if he's ever not, I mean, maybe early on, maybe they said no. But yeah, I mean, he's sort of famous for that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm brave and I'll do anything. Of course, now he's in his mid-50s. Yeah. He has Tom Cruise work done. You know, he still looks pretty good. He hasn't gone overboard. He's not Bruce or Burt Reynolds on us. He hasn't gotten Burt Reynolds on us.
No, just a little tuck or
little
Botox.
Little nip and tuck here and there. Looks pretty good.
And it looks like, obviously he keeps himself in good shape.
Yes, obviously. So I think we're all agreed. Tom Cruise is amazing, and we should thank him for all the hard work that he's done for us and for all the wonderful hours of cinematic glory that
we've
experienced.
I'm not going to do that. I will watch his movies, though, but I don't have any desire to thank him.
I'm just trying to make him feel okay with, like, maybe it's time to not do your own stunts anymore.
Oh, did he get hurt?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
There isn't actually a lot of detail as to how hurt he is.
Well, let's see. Recently, we heard about Harrison Ford breaking his leg during the Star Wars movie, right?
He was crushed, right? Something smashed his
leg
up.
I think it's Renner who broke both his arms doing stunts for a movie we haven't even seen yet. So there's a lot of these guys get
people
hurt.
People do get injured on sets, yes.
In an effort to make a film.
And go over the top with whatever the next big stunt is.
Let me guess, he twisted an ankle walking off a curb.
It's much worse than that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was awesome.
He was filming a stunt, and so we have footage of the injury.
Oh, yeah.
And not only did he hurt himself the first time he attempted it, and it's clear he's in pain afterward. The second time he does it again? Yes. So what do we got the first time here? So here he is. He runs, he jumps across,
and he missed
the side of the building. So
short, just a little bit
short. Oh. So I think that he's on a rig. He doesn't fall to his death.
So he broke his ribs though, right?
He actually, if you watch him get up, he banged his legs into it. So that's Tom Cruise on top of a building kind of stumbling. People are looking, and now he gets up, and you think, okay, walk it off, Tom. And there he is walking it off, and it's clearly not good. He's really hurt.
Now, this is a long shot from... Oh, and he does it. Is this again?
No, that's the first one. So he's running and jumping, and I don't believe he's supposed to make it onto the building.
Here's the second
one. He's supposed to run and grab the building, and because it's far. Like, it would be inconceivable that he could jump that far. This is from above.
Oh!
This is shooting up from the ground.
It looks so high from that angle.
And he just smashes his rib cage on that second one. So Tom's been injured. The footage is of him jumping between buildings. He leaps from some sort of scaffolding, and he's supposed to land and cling to the next side of the building and pull himself up. So he's totally harnessed in. There was no chance he was going to fall to his death.
Well, I'm not a filmmaker, as you well know, but I'm guessing all they really want is that latch on, and then they'll do the climb up.
Right.
As another shot.
As a whole nother shot from behind or whatever. Right. So he had a pretty mean limp after that one. There's the video from the different angle. He misses even worse and slams into the edge of the brick building, and it's not the same jump, so he tried it at least twice and really racked himself up. And also, they are saying he's probably got some kind of padding, like he's probably wrapped in some kind of, you know, like the football hard armor underneath. Because they're saying that second one, that looked like a rib breaker. Like that, and it does. He just bangs his full rib cage into the side of the top corner side of a building.
I have another angle of the second one. Here it is.
Okay. So he's running across. Come on. Boom. Yes. And, he's just.
But he's smiling.
No, that wasn't the
That's the first one is the one.
Yeah, the first one's the one where he gets hurt. That's clear.
Anyway.
And you're probably right. He probably did have
some kind of chest plate on. Because, man, that second landing is not good.
Padding and stuff has gotten really good, too.
Right. I'm sure that whole industry has it down to a science. As of last night, there wasn't any official word on his condition, so we don't really know how banged up he is. I mean, you know, he's limping a little, but he's still putting weight on the leg. He's still walking on it. But they do say if it's bad, it'll delay filming, and obviously he won't be able to do any of his stunts for a while. He tried that stunt at least twice. Looks like this was shot yesterday. And they have some greats. Look at this still. He's frozen midair as he's trying to make that jump.
Well, you could tell the whole thing was about getting that leg motion in the air. I mean, he's acting in the air.
Oh, sure. I mean, he's got to act.
That's the scene.
Yeah.
I'm acting like I'm flying, everyone.
Because I practically am. This harness makes me light as a feather. It's so funny, too, because after the second slam into the building, he is laughing, and they pull him back over to the side of the building, and it looks like he's climbing his way up onto a building with no problem, but the harness is tight above him and, you know, but it's dangerous work, the stunting. And so I would like to say thank you, Tom, for putting in he doesn't have to. There is no question that there are people lined up to be his stuntman, and they can just digitally put his face on anybody who goes across. So I think that's one of the cool things about him.
You know, they could also have added something to the lip of that thing he was jumping to and green screened it out afterwards.
Sure.
They made that jump a little too far for him.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, and they, right. Uh-huh. I mean, you think
unless
he's padding there or something?
Well, unless he's supposed to jump and barely make it.
It looks like it's too far to have made it.
They're
that
not
was
trying
the shot.
To make it. Right.
He's trying to get away from something and he wants to cling to the side and pull himself
That's
up.
Actually, I was going to say this when you first brought up Tom Cruise. One of the cool things about his movies is while he's in good shape, he's not roided out.
Right. No, not at all.
Sylvester
in fact, his ass
Stallone.
Looks fat in
Mission Impossible.
Mission Impossible.
When he's wearing the white
one?
Jeans, where, yeah.
Those gray jeans and his ass looks a mile wide. I'm like, oh, that is...
White jeans. I'm just going to throw this out there. White jeans on dudes is not a good look. Yeah. All right, gentlemen.
I'm with you.
I'm not a fashionista, but...
I just felt like the waistband was like maybe a little too low, too. It was like squishing his butt down. not a good pair of jeans. That's bad on the costume designer, I guess. You know, find a pair of jeans that makes
unless
his ass look
unless
good.
Unless he said, I want chicks to notice my ass. Do you think he said that?
I want chicks to notice that my ass is getting fat?
No, I just want chicks to notice I got a bubble butt. I want them to look at this
Well,
butt.
I'll tell you what. I would believe that... Everything Tom Cruise is calculated, like everything he does is calculated. So whatever you're saying, I'm sure it was what he wanted.
It's like, you know what's in now? The dad bod. I'm going for that. It is in.
Give me those gray jeans.
Yeah. I'm going to need those special panties.
Play this song in the background.
That have the bubble butt on them.
Before I walk onto the set. Get me in the mood. Yeah, turn it up.
A bubble butt. A bubble, bubble, bubble butt. That's a good song. Who does that?
Major Lazer.
Oh, it's great. Oh. Fantastic song.
It's a legit band.
TV streaming is going to get crazy expensive in the future. Mm-hmm. And not because each individual thing is going to be expensive, but because you're going to need 20 different services.
Well, that's going to shake out too, don't you think? I realize... As we've discussed the evolution of all this, sort of the people trying to pull off cable and Netflix creating its own content and Hulu now and all these other, and Apple's going for it. But at some point, they are going to lose business if they're each charging a premium. There's going to have to be some kind of package people can get or some way that the cable... I don't know. I'm not
They'll
smart enough to
cable,
figure all
like
that out.
Like if they bundled a few of them together.
They're going to have to bundle them and do some kind of, because you can't, you're right. You can't afford it and you don't want to sign up for each individual service. Who can keep up with all that?
Right. It's when your bill rolls around. If you just pay your Visa bill and you don't look at the items, you might not notice how many things you're signed up for. But every so often I'll go through the thing with a fine tooth comb and I'm like, there's, you know, my kids will sign up for some stupid game that's like a recurring thing. And then I've got my Netflix and my Apple Music and my Amazon Prime and Hulu and all these. I mean, and they're adding up. And there's even, you know, you can pay to watch networks now. And so they say right now people are, there's just a few. I don't know. Let's say there's 10 of them. You still might be able to get that underneath whatever you're paying for cable. But if cable was to go away and when we went to a whole streaming thing, then it's going to, you know, now you're going to have to sign up for all these different things. And they're saying it's going to get super, super expensive.
Or
so
not,
people
though.
Will be more selective.
That's what I'm saying. I think if they find a way that we can get a package of these, a bundle of these, you'll be more likely to want a bunch of them. Mm. If you find yourself getting bulk emailed from 7 different companies and multiple different shine it. You know what? I don't need that one.
Right.
And you start dropping off stuff. And, you know, it's in a company's best interest to make it easy.
Well, and it is easy. And they say that that's actually one of the things about it is that there's no install. And that you can stop whenever you want to. You just have to remember to do it. So people could say, oh, there's something I want to watch on Hulu. And they sign up for it. And I think, you know, usually you get like a month for free. But if you, I mean, even if you just have to pay $9.99 or whatever it is for 1 month somewhere down the line in the future, you know, it might be worth it to you.
Hulu's a good example, though. I want to watch the Handmaid's Tale. but I'm not getting Hulu. I'm not signing up for it.
Oh, you should.
No, I don't want to.
There's actually a few good things on there.
I've had it with signing up and getting multiple charges from all these different companies.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
Well, you can quit it. Just sign up for a month, watch the show, and then quit it.
I'm just not going
to
see that.
To quit those things, though.
Took John. Does it? I've never quit one. They're
so
all still
long.
On my bill.
Well, see, there you go. John tried to quit Netflix. Took months to get off.
Yeah. Well, they want you to give up. I mean, come on. Just pay us our $7.99 a month.
All right.
He tried to quit Netflix. Why? It's so awesome.
We can't keep what Vinny's saying. I mean, even me, who watches more TV than probably all of you combined, I can't keep up with
that's
all this
the
stuff.
Truth, everyone.
It is the truth.
Yeah, I really feel like even if you can afford it, you just find your footprint out there on the internet gets too big. Mm. It's like I don't want to be in everybody's
pocket.
Database.
Yeah, you just get over it. Like, ugh, I can't. Never mind. I don't need to see The Handmaid's Tale. I heard it's good. Done.
Oh, it's so good. I wonder if there'd be a way to buy it later.
I was actually looking to see. Someone else has to be. No one else was.
You know,
it's clearly an exclusive of theirs.
I'm wondering if down the line they'll start to offer things like, you know, for $16 you can just license that and stream that. Only like you don't get access to all the Hulu stuff, but you can watch that series. Like that would be a good idea. I mean, people hear about Netflix shows like Stranger Things is coming back.
And yeah,
there's all these original programming things on all these different streaming services. If you could just purchase that and just open the portal for that, maybe people would be into it.
Well, that's I probably didn't do a good job, but that's what I was trying to say. There'll be a way for people to hopefully.
Right.
It's all evolving right before our eyes.
Right. I know. It's all just trying to be figured out. They say young people totally happy to shell out for online TV. 80% of millennials said that they have at least one of these. But they're talking about how Disney is leaving Netflix.
Yeah.
And they're going to start their own streaming service. And they certainly have plenty of.
Why wouldn't
stuff,
they?
Right,
they've
exactly.
got more content than anybody out there.
And they're saying people will follow their lead. HBO does it, obviously. Showtime, I think, has its own on-demand
app.
Yeah, we use it. CBS has one. And they're saying that'll add up, and that'll be crazy expensive. And they go on to yap about it. Let me see where this is from. CNN Money, so if you want to look at the article. Speaking of streaming services, Shonda Rhimes has left ABC and signed a deal with Netflix. She is going to be producing original content for them. She's the chick behind Grey's Anatomy, Scandal, How to Get Away with Murder. Shondaland is her production company, and she's going to Netflix. Multi-year deal to produce new series and projects.
Good for her.
Yep.
Good for Netflix, too, probably.
Sure, absolutely. And her current shows are going to continue on ABC, but she has, I don't know, her contract was up, and she, whatever it was. But she'll be a Netflix provider.
Do you guys know how much Netflix is trading per share right now?
How much?
It's a little bit higher than Snap. Should I say that?
Yeah.
It's at $169 a share.
That's down.
That is down from 171, but still.
No, but it's down. At one point, it was up to almost 190.
Oh, was it?
It's bouncing a little bit. Yeah, it's not. I don't think it's a bad investment. I think Netflix is great. Doing their own content is smart, but at one point.
And they've made great moves. Yeah. They clearly have some good
In
leadership.
July, it was at 190. He's right. Mm. So just, but.
Well, I'm watching it because I was going to buy. My plan was I'm either buying Netflix or Snap.
Which one did you choose?
Yes.
Which one?
He chose Snap.
I know.
He wants me to say it.
I know. That he wants to torture you.
I bought Snap, and it's gone.
Who wants to update
horribly.
On Snapchat stuff?
It was at $11 over the weekend.
Oh, no.
And now it's at $12,
everyone.
Oh, it's
up. The green. Hooman, this is for you.
Oh,
I don't know
great.
Anyone else who would be interested in it. Vin Diesel.
Oh yeah.
Another one of our great actors, our great treasures. What is he up to? What's
he's gonna continue to live his life a quarter mile at a time. Is that a line from? That's a line from.
Yeah.
From
God. It's one of the greatest lines in history.
Is
he
it?
He is going to be starring in the upcoming Fast and Furious live show.
Yes.
They are going to do an international arena tour based on the hit franchise. It kicks off in January. He says, as you know, my work with Fast and Furious never ends, which I'm grateful for because of all of you. There was a Facebook video that he put up. I'm in New York, believe it or not. We're filming something that's been pretty state-of-the-art, something no one's ever seen before, which is a live show. I guess it's going to launch in the United Kingdom, but it's going to go all around the world. It'll be a way for you to see the action firsthand. First time it's ever been done. It's going to recreate some of the stunts and cars in the 8-film franchise.
Well, I know this. Those monster truck shows are always selling out. So there is a huge audience for this.
Yeah, they're going to, and he's going to be part of it. I don't know if he'll do every single date or if that's what he's saying, but, you know, they need some of the stars to do this. So I guess they set it up and just run a couple stunts and people get to cheer in the audience and.
It doesn't look like they don't have their tour information yet, do they?
No, they don't.
It's important.
It does not. Oh, it says it kicks off in January, and it's starting at.
Is it in London?
It says the O2 Arena in London. Yeah.
Getting it on.
I can't wait till he goes high.
What in the heck?
Just play it.
Play me the high part.
That's as high as he goes in this song, I think.
Oh, what's
I think
the one
you
where
get
he goes
the Rihanna
really?
One.
The Rihanna version, yeah.
That's what it is. Vin Diesel loves to karaoke too. Yeah. It's a good. Although, is he even karaoke? He's just singing along with the song, right?
Yes.
At his house.
I believe so.
What fun.
Hey.
Yes.
Back to Netflix real quick.
Oh, sure.
So when Netflix launched 15 years ago, it was worth $300 million. Today, it is worth $70 billion.
Yeah, they have figured it out. And
which
done
means
it right.
Even if they spend $2 billion a year on new shows, they're fine. They can spend $10 billion a year on new shows.
So why won't you take Olive down the street to
Los
Gatos?
I'll
just knock
it.
On the front door. Thanks they're right for... there across from the Bay Club.
Just knock on the door and be like, do you know who I am?
Just grab a smoothie at the Bay Club real quick.
You know what?
Walk
that's a wonderful suggestion. Let me look into it, and I'll let you know what happens, but don't check in.
It's me, Hooman. Hooman, open up. Oh, let's hear this.
All right. Here, you want him to go high?
Yeah. Oh.
All right, another part. Here it is.
Well, it's nice. He's enjoying the music. You gonna go see that if it comes around here? You
absolutely.
Are, right?
Yeah,
I knew it. I knew you'd love that one. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
AirDrop on your iPhone makes the news. An American tourist is pummeled in Germany. Yeah. Oh, yeah. What do you think he did?
Oh, I don't know.
And more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks for joining us today. It's nice to have you here. This part of the show is brought to you by Amazon.
Hey, everyone. I don't know if you've heard, but Bryn and I are doing the SF Stair Climb.
Yeah!
What is that, you ask? On September 9th at 555 California Street, Bryn and I are going to be climbing 1,197 stairs to raise money for firefighters, police officers, paramedics, all the first responders suffering from post-traumatic stress. So, if you'd like to donate, please go to RadioAlice.com. On the front page, it's super easy. You'll see a picture of me and Bryn holding hands.
Aww.
And just click on that, and there'll be a place where you can donate to the fundraiser. And as of now,
your goal was
$1,000, and we are at 1,007.
Oh, my God. Oh, you've beaten your goal.
By $7. So they're probably going to raise our goal to, I don't know, 4,000 or 5,000 the next couple days.
So we need to.
And overall, in the entire Bay Area, the Bryn Hooman Hooman Bryn team is number 3.
We are holding hands. I didn't know we took this picture.
Oh, you didn't?
Let's have a look at that.
It's probably one of the best pictures on radio.
It's pretty cute.
We're climbing to the top. So there's Hooman pulling Bryn up. That seems realistic. Hey,
should be the other way around.
So who's number one and how much do they have?
So number one is the San Francisco Fire Department.
Well, that makes
They've raised $2,400.
Oh, we can beat that. Come on, let's beat them.
Yeah.
And then the fire commissioner has raised $1,500. We could beat both these people.
Yeah.
I mean, please.
Woo! With the help of our Alice listeners, please. Yep. Just even if it's $5 or $10, whatever you can afford to give.
Yeah.
Be generous. Go to you said that was on
RadioAlice.com. Okay. It's right there, the front page. You'll see the picture of me and Bryn. Just click on it, and then you'll take you to another page. It'll say donate here, and then you can donate.
Fantastic, Hooman.
Thank you so much.
Amazon has a job that fits your life, seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the Bay Area. Visit Amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs. Equal opportunity employer.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This house report is brought to you by MyPillow.com. Be sure to click the Radio Listener Special tab to get 2 premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere travel pillows. Use promo code Alice. That's MyPillow.com. Here's what's happening. SpaceX is about to launch a few tons of research to the International Space Station and some ice cream.
Oh, fantastic.
An unmanned Falcon 9 rocket is scheduled to blast off just after 12:30 today from Florida's Kennedy Space Center. If you don't know about SpaceX, Space Exploration Technologies Corporation, better known as SpaceX, was founded in 2002 by
Elon Musk.
Headquartered in Hawthorne, California. They're launching today.
I was just there. I drove right by it. I was so excited. Big, it's just a warehouse that says SpaceX on the side of it. It doesn't matter. I was totally in. I'm near him. Maybe he's here.
They say there was extra space, so NASA packed little cups of vanilla chocolate and birthday cake ice cream for the station's crew of 6, as well as ice cream candy bars. And those treats are going to be especially welcome, as some of these people have been up there a while.
Sure. Nice to have a little something for your sweet tooth.
Sure.
Is this, isn't his deal that he wants to be able to shoot rockets that can then return to Earth and not have to be, you know, just wasted in the atmosphere? Isn't that part of his deal? Is that what this kind of thing is?
You tell us. You know everything about him.
I don't know. Right.
What I have here is SpaceX was founded in 2002 by Elon Musk with the goal of reducing space transportation costs and enabling the colonization of Mars.
Killer. So this maybe is a disposable rocket.
Disposable. It's like a Dixie cup. You shoot it into space. And it's gone forever.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. But that's his goal. That's the mission statement. Colonizing Mars, apparently. Southbound I-880 is closed due to police activity, everyone. So if you're about to drive to work and you take 880...
And you're wondering what the backup's all about.
There's trouble, as I guess there was a shooting on the road overnight. The shooting was reported at 2:30 in the morning. And since then, the road's been shut down.
Hmm.
Gulp. So legalizing marijuana has been happening a little bit at a time here in the United States.
Yeah.
Oregon, Washington State, Colorado. Now California is about to come
into the pot fold.
And everyone was wondering, how's this going to work? Where are you going to buy it? How are we going to tax it? How will all this look?
Right.
Will the doobies have filters like cigarettes?
Right.
You don't want that.
I don't know.
No, you don't want that. You want your doobage to never mind. I'm not going to advise you on how to
dupes.
Get high.
It's these oils and stuff.
Sure,
and
lollipops and vape
and
pens.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't seem like, you know, you're going and buying a baggie somewhere anymore. It's
I didn't even think of this, though.
What?
Officials in states like Oregon, where marijuana is legal, are now trying to figure out how to stop the smuggling of pot to other states. As people can grow it legally, they realize, hey, you know who doesn't have access to pot? Those guys next door.
Yeah.
I didn't even think of that. Of course they're going to run that across the border and sell it for top dollar. The U.S. Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, is pushing for more aggressive approach in these states, noting the drug is being diverted on purpose. It's being grown where it's legal and pushed into states where it's not.
Well, let's have all the states catch up then, and then we won't have to worry about it. Make it like liquor. Make it legal. Regulate the hell out of it.
Insufficient enforcement, and it's led to marijuana overproduction and diversion.
Well, everybody thinks they're going to grow some and sell it to whatever just in the dispensaries. They're like, nope, we're good. We're all set. Got everything we need.
Oh, I guess I'll go to South Dakota then, see if they need any.
Well,
I've got all this
stuff. I didn't think of it, but it now makes sense. Of course, if you've got a surplus,
What are you going to do with it?
You're not going to let it sit there and go bad on you.
No. Find a buyer. Interesting.
So, this is, guys.
Yes.
We're the worst.
Uh-huh.
New York women have discovered a new way to be victimized as they are on, I love that they call them strap hangers. But I guess they're on the trains.
Yeah.
They're in New York just trying to get to work.
Holding on to the strap.
And if you haven't designated your AirDrop on your iPhone to be only for contacts, guys are now dropping wiener pics into people's phones there on the trains in the morning.
Oh, if someone's, so you're strap hanging and you're like looking at your phone.
And
you're texting your friend, and all of a sudden you've got an AirDrop.
Right. So I just did it in here to see what yours was. I was just using a regular photo, but so you didn't come up as available.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, now Yuzette's up.
You can do it to
me. Oh, now you're up.
I'm up.
Because you guys are my contacts, though.
Oh,
that's probably what. What are your settings?
I have no idea. I wouldn't even
I'll
know
check
how
for
to.
You.
Frankly, I would. Yeah, thank you. Here.
So that's. Now, if you haven't specified, because that is
contacts only. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's right. It's right there in your in that pull up menu where your flashlight is and everything.
Who's Steve?
Steve?
Not me.
So you're saying that there's if someone doesn't have it set on contacts only, anybody can drop anything into your phone?
Apparently.
Well, you have to accept it first.
Oh.
Right.
There's usually a preview of that image.
Oh.
And so it's there and. You have to accept this person's AirDrop.
I don't think I've ever AirDropped anything.
New York. Oh, I've used it all the time.
Well,
I take a ton of pictures on my phone of something I'm trying to sell.
Yeah.
And then I AirDrop them into my laptop so that I can put my little Craigslist ad, 5'8 surfboard.
Oh, that's awesome. I usually just email that stuff to myself. Yeah.
It's super fast, too. So you can take like 50 pictures
with
a big group and go, who's on AirDrop? Everybody gets it in less than a minute. Boom. All 50 pictures and like, it'll go 100%.
So you're telling me.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
There's a chance.
Tell me how I do this. Tell me what to do. Is there an icon somewhere I have to touch?
Yeah,
what do
let me
I do?
Show you right now. So you go to a photo or a bunch of photos as you normally would send somebody, and you hit that share button, like you would share on text message or email. There's an AirDrop option there. You hit that and you find who you want to share with, select all those people, and boom, that's it.
Oh.
I'll send you something
amazing.
Simple, and
right,
we'll see if it comes through.
This is, boy, technology. I can't keep up with it. Everyone in their car is going, Sarah, you're
that's
catch up
news.
With it. Yeah.
Well, no, I think that's the point, though, is there are people who are just, you know, using their iPhone because that's the phone they've got, and they're on the train in New York. These women have discovered that creepy men are now sending them dong pics, and they're looking around the train like, who's this guy?
So don't they have to have... some more information than just this lady standing near me, or is it just nearby?
Yeah, it's nearby. It's the same thing as like Bluetooth will pop up, or Wi-Fi.
But right. Aren't they now sending it to everyone else on the train
as
well?
They're selecting who they want to send it to.
How can they know?
Well, they can say, oh, it's
Sarah's
name.
Oh, your name pops up.
Your iPhone name will pop up, whatever your iPhone is named.
Yeah, so...
You could actually get somebody's name, even if you just...
Yeah, absolutely.
Boy, set that to your friends only.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think you could even just turn it off. I mean, if you don't expect to be sharing... Like, for example, you've never even used it.
Right,
you
How would I turn it off?
All right, I'm going to touch this and see if it goes through to use that. But you know what? I should just turn our Wi-Fi off here or it's never going to happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Our phone default. Your phone defaults to Wi-Fi, and if it's on the Wi-Fi here...
I never use the Wi-Fi.
Nothing will happen.
It's true. It just doesn't happen.
Anyway, check your airdrop, everyone. If you haven't been sent a dong, this will start spreading. You can bet on it.
Sure. Guys will hear it. Girls are like, oh, God. And guys are like, that is a great idea.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
Awesome.
And I can send it to 50 at once, Bryn? Great idea. Thanks, buddy. Police say a drunken American man was punched by a passerby as he gave the stiff-armed Nazi salute multiple times in downtown Dresden.
Yeah, that is not okay.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised he got beat up.
American tourists.
That's unbelievable. What a dummy.
They say the guy is 41. The name and hometown weren't given for privacy reasons. He suffered minor injuries at 8:15 in the morning. Oh.
He just gets up and starts doing that. When we were on a tour in Munich, we were standing at some historical place where Hitler had given some speech or whatever, and the guy who was giving us the tour, he did the arm movement downward, and he goes, you notice I did that down. Don't do that, and it's not acceptable.
Police say,
specifically said, don't even mimic it as you're talking.
Police say the American, who is under investigation for violating Germany's laws against the display of Nazi symbols or slogans, had an extremely high blood alcohol level.
Oh, surprise.
The assailant, who clobbered him, fled the scene and is being sought for causing bodily harm. Probably not going to look that hard because they feel like that this guy got what he was asking for.
Right.
So there's that.
He's asking for a punch in the face.
Did you see the video? You know, I'm English.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Did you see the video of the jogger?
A royal subject.
Yeah, I am a royal subject. Did you see the jogger that pushed that lady?
No.
And she almost got run over by a bus.
No. Oh, my God. What happened?
It's the weirdest. It's actually a story from last week that I didn't think.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I got your picture.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
What's he sent a picture of?
The kid.
Oh. Did you send it to me, too?
The kid.
I didn't get anything.
I did because you didn't come up.
Oh. Well,
and it's because of the Wi-Fi is interfering with the whole thing. So it did go through. Good.
It did.
So have you ever used the airdrop? No? Yes?
Someone just sent me some airdrops over the weekend.
Oh, okay. So you have.
Yeah, I've never airdropped anybody.
I'm telling you, for the purpose I explained, it's spectacular. If you're trying to do a Craigslist sale or something like that and you've
quickly get taken your photos from one place to the other.
Drop into your laptop, put your thing together. You're like, and the way you said you do it, that's the olden days way. Yeah. It's awful.
It is awful. I'm constantly like texting photos to people or emailing photos like, okay, let me send you this and put it. No one told me. Because all my friends are dumb, just like me.
But, now you know.
Finish your story about the person that the jogger. Jogger.
Oh, so the jogger, he's jogging down the road and he passes some dude. So he gets out of the dude's way. And then he's coming at some lady and he just pushes her down and she falls into the roadway.
Oh.
And hangs. She actually falls off the curb, mm-hmm. and a bus mm-hmm. has to swerve out of the way from
just
running into her head.
Oh
just
my God!
Missed her from smashing her head.
That's so. Why is somebody just has a camera on the back of their?
I don't know what the camera. Yeah, clearly it's a camera on a. What is that? Another bus?
So he walks by this guy. This lady's not on the curb, so he shoves her out of the way.
And oh, she falls into the road, half sure on, does. Half off, and yeah. the bus has to swerve.
It is.
Thank God that bus driver was alert. Mm-hmm.
So that then she didn't get hit.
They took yeah. the video footage and sent it everywhere. This guy did this.
And did they find him?
And they did find him. I never even thought. I didn't do the story.
No, they thought they found him. It was an American that they thought they found over the weekend. And then he got a lawyer involved and turned out it wasn't that guy. So they're still looking for this jogger.
Oh. Okay, yeah, I didn't even follow up on the story because I never got to do it. You know how we never get to do most of our stories.
Well, they should sit and wait on that jogging. I know. We never get to anything.
Well, that's okay.
They should sit along that jogging trail and just wait for this dude because...
If he comes back?
I mean, that's usually people jog in the same place all the time.
Mm. Oh, look at that. 510 says, creepy airdrop pictures are just happening in New York. My best friend commutes from San Jose to San Francisco on Caltrain and BART and gets creepy airdrops on the regular. Well, tell her to turn her airdrop off. She must love it.
She must. Some people do love things that other people are like, y'all.
Well, penises are nice.
Are they? Yeah.
I like mine.
I don't like to see random ones, though. I like to be, you know, have, you know, some prep time. I like to be aware that that's going to happen. I don't want someone to surprise me with a wiener picture. It's like, oh, my God, get that thing out of my face.
You need to have some plenty of drinks beforehand.
Well,
is that...
just need to be alerted to the fact that it's coming my way.
All right.
I don't like surprise penises. It's a penis.
All right. Well, anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, Vinny, we're going to look back at the music and see how everything charted. We have the Billboard 200 coming up. I also have a couple of new songs from one guy we haven't heard from in a while, so it'll be interesting to hear his song. And then Fiona Apple reached out to Sinead O'Connor.
Aw.
I know, after Sinead had that big breakdown.
I love Fiona Apple.
Me too. That's why I figured Vinny will like this one.
All right.
And more after this.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.